Jai Om Vishnupad Paramaham Saparivrajaka Charja Astatar Shata Sri Shimad. His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramaham Saparivrajaka Charja Astatar Shata Sri Shimad. His Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Thakur Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Grantarashmat Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Shri Shri Panchatattva Ki Jai. Shri Shri Praladna Singhadev Ki Jai. Shri Shri Radha Madhava Astasakis Ki Jai. Nitai Gaur Premanande. All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Sri Guru, Sri Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya. Naram Chaiva Narottama. Devim Saraswatim Vyasa. Tito Jaya Mudirayet. Nasta Prayeshu Abhadreshu. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Bhagavati Uttama Shloke. Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. Krishnaya Vasudevaya. Devaki Nandanaya cha. Nanda Gopakumaraya. Govindaya namo namaha. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 3. Chapters entitled Rishabhdev's Appearance. Please repeat after me. Bhuman, Prakriti, Guna, Vyatikara, Matihi, Anishaha, Ishvarasya, Parasya, Prakriti, Purushayoho, Araktanabihi, Nama Rupa Akritibihi, Rupa Nirupanam Sakala Jananikaya Regina Nirasana Shivatama Pravara Gunagana Ekadesha Katanat Rite. Okay, it's a prose verse, so I'm going to try to chant it myself. Ritviju chuhu arhasi muhur atamarhanam asmakam anupatanam namo nama itteta vatsat upashikshitam ko vitati puman prakriti guna vyatikara matir anisha ishvarasa parasya prakriti purushayor arvaktanabi nama rupa kritibi rupa nirupanam Sakala jana nikaya virgina nirasana shivatama pravara guna ganika desha katanad rite ritvija uchahu. The priests said, arhasi, please accept. Muhu, again and again. Arhatama, O most exalted, worshipable person. Arhanam, offering of worship. Asmakam, of us. Anupatanam, who are your servants? Namaha, respectful obeisances. Namaha, respectful obeisances. Iti, thus. Etavat, so far. Sat, by exalted personalities. Upashikshitam, instructed. Kaha, what? Arhati, is able to make. Puman, man. Prakriti, of material nature. Guna, of the modes. Yatikara, in the transformations. Matihi, whose mind. is absorbed. Anishaha, who is most incapable. Ishvarasya, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Parasya, beyond. Prakriti Purushayaho, the jurisdiction of the three modes of material nature. Araptanabihi, which do not reach up to, or which are of this material world. Namarupa akritibi, by names, forms and qualities. Rupa, of your nature or position. Nirupanam, ascertainment, perception. Sakala, all. Jananikaya, of mankind. Vrijina, sinful actions. Nirasana, which wipe out. Shivatama, most auspicious. Pravara, excellent. Gunagana, of the transcendental qualities. Ekadesha, one part. Katanat, by speaking. Rite, except. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. The priests began to offer prayers to the Lord, saying, O most worshipable one, we are simply your servants. Although you are full in yourself, please, out of your causeless mercy, accept a little service from us, your eternal servants. We are not actually aware of your transcendental form, but we can simply offer our respectful obeisances again and again, as instructed by the Vedic literatures and authorized acharyas. Materialistic living entities are very much attracted to the modes of material nature, and therefore they are never perfect. But you are above the jurisdiction of all material conceptions. Your name, form, and qualities are all transcendental and beyond the conception of experimental knowledge. Indeed, who can conceive of you? In the material world, we can perceive only material names and qualities. We have no other power than to offer our respectful obeisances and prayers unto you, the transcendental person. The chanting of your auspicious transcendental qualities will wipe out the sins of all mankind. That is the most auspicious activity for us, and we can thus partially understand your supernatural position. Purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead has nothing to do with material perception. Even the impersonalist Shankaracharya says, Narayana paro vyaktat. Narayan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is beyond the material conception. We cannot concoct the form and attributes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We must simply accept the description given in Vedic literatures about the Lord's form and activities, as stated in Brahma Samhita 5:29. Chintamani prakarasadmashukalpa vriksha Laksha Vriteshu Surabhir Abhipalayantam Lakshmi Sahasra Shatasam Brahma Sevyamanam Govindamadipusham tamaham bhajami. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, the first progenitor, who is tending the cows, yielding all desires, in abodes built with spiritual gems, and surrounded by millions of purpose trees. He is always served with great reverence and affection by hundreds and thousands of goddesses of fortune. We can have some conception of the Absolute Truth, His form and His attributes, simply by reading the descriptions given in Vedic literatures and authoritative statements given by exalted personalities like Brahma, Narada, Shukadev Goswami, and others. Srila Rupa Goswami says, Ata Shri Krishna Namadi Na Bhaved Grayam Indriyai. We cannot conceive the name, fame, qualities, form of Shri Krishna through our material senses. Because of this, other names for the Lord are Adhokshaja and Aprikata, Aprakrita, which indicate that He is beyond any material senses. Out of His causeless mercy upon His devotees, the Lord appeared before Maharaj Nabi. Similarly, when we are engaged in the Lord's devotional service, the Lord reveals Himself to us. Sevan mukehi jivado svayam eva sparatya daha. This is the only way to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, Bhaktimam abhijananti yavanyaschasmi tatvataha. One can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead through devotional service. There is no other way. We have to hear from the authorities and from the Shastras and consider the Supreme Lord in terms of their statements. We cannot imagine or concoct forms and attributes of the Lord. Om Ajnana Chamandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Shtapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Svabhadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschachar Deshatarane Vancha Kalpa Tubhyascha Kripa Sindubhya Evacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. So I'm very grateful to all the devotees for coming this morning and giving me the opportunity to purify myself by speaking on Srimad Bhagavatam. I beg all of your blessings that I can speak properly and for my own purification. This is my first Srimad Bhagavatam class in Sri Mayapur Dham. So I especially beg all of your blessings that I can speak something for your pleasure and the pleasure of Srila Prabhupada and their lordships, Sri Sri Radha Madhava. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. So this is a beautiful section of Srimad Bhagavatam entitled Rishabha's Appearance. And in this section, we're hearing how the Lord is reciprocating with His devotees. There's a very sweet relationship in the Lord's reciprocation with His devotees, and this is called rasa. Without this sweet reciprocation, spiritual life has no juice, no taste. And that is why Srila Prabhupada was so much against impersonalism and voidism. Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschacardesha Tarne. Prabhupada wanted to stamp out impersonalism and voidism. He wants us to have a thorough understanding of this, because the impersonalists at best will go to the impersonal Brahma Jyoti, the Brahman, but because there's no rasa, there's no juice, they cannot stay there, and they must abrahma bhuma loke punar avartano juna, they must again return to this material world, mrityu loka, this place of birth and death, because there's no rasa, there's no juice. Beyond, even in this material world, there's no juice. And even in the impersonal Brahman, there's no juice. So in this way, we take shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam and the Acharyas. We take their guidance to understand the beauty of the relationship, the reciprocation between the Lord and the Lord's devotees. And in this section of Srimad Bhagavatam, we're experiencing a beautiful example of the Lord's reciprocation with his devotee. So in this section of Srimad Bhagavatam, we're hearing about King Nabi, who's the oldest son of King Agnidra. King Nabi wants sons so he can do his service as a king to carry out the dynasty and take care of his praja. So King Nabi is sitting with his wife and performing austerities and sacrifices, and all the priests are doing yajna. Swaha, swaha, swaha. There's a big yajna. And because of his love for his devotee, Lord Vishnu personally appears in the sacrificial arena. He's so beautiful. He has four arms holding conch, lotus, disc, and club. He has a beautiful pitambar vastra, golden, yellow, like lightning dhoti. He's wearing the kastuba mani. He has beautiful, long, dark, curling hair. His eyes are like lotus petals. He has a beautiful smile upon his face, and he has beautiful bangles and different forms of jewelry and earrings, and he's so beautiful. And the priests of King Nabi immediately begin to offer prayers, which is what we're hearing in today's verse. In today's verse, it's packed with beautiful prayers. They're glorifying the Lord. Although you're full in yourself, please, out of your causeless mercy, accept a little service from us, your eternal servants. This is a beautiful verse, bhakti. Jivera Srupahoy, Krishnera Nityadas. We're all eternal servants of Krishna. Please, you're full in yourself. You're Atmaram, you're self-satisfied. But please, accept a little service from us. We're not actually aware of your transcendental form, but we can simply offer our repeated obeisances again and again. Namaha, namaha. According to the scriptures and the authorized acharyas. So this is a very, very important point. We may not know what to do. We may not have realization. But if we just follow the instructions of the scriptures and the authorized acharyas, we'll attain all success. Just like in the sixth canto, there's that beautiful prayer of the Vishnu Dutas are explaining to the Yama Dutas that, you know, Ajamil cannot be held accountable for all of his sinful activities. He's been cleansed of his sinful activities. Because even if one does not know that one is taking a powerful medicine, Oshadi, if one takes that medicine, even against his will, he will be cured. So the priests of King Nabi are, according to authorized scriptures and the acharyas, offering their repeated obeisances again and again. And like this verse is just so wonderful. Materialistic living entities are very much attracted to the modes of material nature, and they are never perfect. But you are above the jurisdiction of all material conceptions. The living soul, the jiva, the nityabhata is subjected to four defects. He makes mistakes. He has imperfect senses. He has a cheating propensity. He's subject to illusion. So he's always conditioned. He's always fallible. But the Lord is achyuta. He's infallible. He's above all material conceptions. Your name, form, and qualities are all transcendental and beyond the conception of experimental knowledge. Indeed, who can conceive of you with our experimental knowledge? What can we understand with our telescopes and our microscopes and this scope and that scope? It's all just extensions of our material senses, which are fallible. So how can we understand the Lord with our fallible senses? Only through Shabda Brahman, only through hearing these transcendental topics from the scriptures, only through hearing these transcendental topics from the Acharyas, only then we can really understand the Lord. In the material world, we perceive only material names and qualities. We have no other power than to offer our respectful obeisances and prayers unto you, the transcendental person. That's all we can do, is aspire, is endeavor to serve the Lord, to please the Lord, through bhakti. Bhakti mam abhijananti yavan yaschasmi tatfa chatfadeham. What is that? Only through devotional service can I be known in truth. And when one knows me in truth, then one can come to the supreme abode, back home, back to Godhead. So Srila Prabhupada is giving us a wonderful explanation in today's purport that we have to purify our senses in order to understand the Lord. Atashi Krishna Namadi Nabhavet Grayam Indriyai. By purifying our senses through this chanting of Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare, then we can begin to get some glimpse and understand the Lord. Sevan Mukhi Hi Jivadam Swayam Eva Sparatya Daha. This devotional service begins with the jiva, with the tongue. And the tongue does two things: honoring Krishna Prasadam and chanting the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we begin to perceive the Lord through the Lord's different manifestations in this world. The Lord is so kind. He's so merciful that He descends in this Lord, in this world. He descends as the form of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. He descends in the form of Krishna Prasadam. And when we fully concentrate and become absorbed in honoring Krishna Prasadam, then due to this purification, Atashi Krishna Namadi, we can begin to perceive Krishna's presence there. And we can get great satisfaction and bliss as a result. The Lord is so kind that He descends as an external manifestation of the Paramatma as the spiritual master. And through this way, He gives us wonderful authorized instructions to help us understand Krishna. We should be very careful not to make any offenses to the spiritual master, because he's Krishna's representative. I had a dream one time that I was in a festival program with a large group of ISKCON devotees. We were not in ISKCON property, we were staying in some outside ashram doing a big festival in a town. So all the devotees were getting in vehicles to go to the program, hundreds of devotees. And I got into a minibus, like a tempo traveler kind of minibus. And I was sitting in the second seat right behind the passenger in the front seat. And the car took off. And it was like a jerk. And I banged into the front seat. And who was sitting in the front seat? It was Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada keyed. And he turned around and he gave me a stern look. And he said, "Be careful. The spiritual master is a facility. Don't misuse it. Don't misuse it. Use another word. Don't I don't know. You know what I mean. Don't abuse it. Something like that. Don't abuse a facility. It's a facility to come closer to Krishna. Krishna is giving this facility. Brahmanda Brahmate Kon Bhagavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Beach. That Krishna, we get Krishna's mercy, he sends Guru. And by the mercy of Guru, we get Krishna. We should be very careful not to misuse this facility. It's a wonderful, divine, transcendental opportunity. The Lord also descends in his deity form. Shishi Radha Madhava ki. So, recently I was in Calcutta Rath Yatra. And 2 days before the Rath Yatra, one devotee wrote to me. And he said, "I'm making an animated 3D movie about how the Lord can descend in matter." Because there was recently a movie that was very popular in the secular world criticizing deity worship and temple worship. So Chaitanya Charan Prabhu of Pune has written some rebuttals. And then this devotee decided to make a 3D animation movie about it. Anyone here see the movie? Went to Calcutta? Nice. You saw it? Did you like it? They give you 3D glasses and everything. You can see the whole thing in 3D. So part of this movie was a scene in which an atheist professor goes to Jagannath Puri with some of his students. And all of a sudden he has a dream of Lord Jagannath. And in this dream of Jagannath, there's a song. Why can't the Lord appear in matter? What's the matter? What's the matter? The Supreme is unlimited. And if the Supreme wants to become limited, he can do it. He's all powerful. He can do anything he wants. So if the Supreme wants to appear in matter, what's the matter? He can do anything he wants. So he asked me to write this song. So I wrote the song. If you see the movie, you can listen to the song. Why can't the Lord appear in matter? What's the matter? So we all have some experience with the deity, with our personal relationship, some of us more than others. And I'd like to share one small experience I had with the deity. This was in Bombay. I went for Juhu Rath Yatra. And they gave us a big 40-foot truck and a 12,000-watt sound system. Gopinath Prabhu, you were there. And we did a house music, EDM, electronic dance music, Hare Krishna Maha Mantra on the truck. Oops, 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 oops. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Oops, 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 oops. So this was a little untraditional presentation. A lot of people were chanting, dancing, hearing the holy name. But I was thinking, you know, Jagannath in Puri, he only takes traditional prasadam, no potatoes, no tomatoes, no chili, no pizza. He likes Kolan Kartel, traditional kirtan. So is Jagannath really going to accept this kind of kirtan? So I was, devotees were mainly saying, "Oh, it was very nice, we liked it very much." But still, I wasn't sure. But the next morning, when I had darshan at Mangal Arati of Sri Sri Radha Ras Bihari, I just felt such a wonderful reciprocation with them like I'd never experienced before. It seemed like they were smiling. It seems like they were happy. And they were just expressing their beauty in such a way that I'd never experienced before. And I felt, yes, my service has been accepted. It made me feel very good. So the Lord reciprocates with his devotees in different ways. So similarly, tomorrow is the disappearance day of one very great Acharya, Gopal Bhatta Goswami. And I'd like to just share one incident in his life in which the Lord reciprocated with him in a very special way. Do I have your permission? Thank you. So Gopal Bhatta Goswami, he was born in Sri Rangam. And his father was Venkat Bhatta and his brothers Tirumata Bhatta and Prabodhananda Saraswati. They were chief Saivites of Ranganath in Sri Rangam. So Lord Chaitanya came to Sri Rangam during the rainy season and he began chanting and dancing, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, and causing everybody to chant in ecstasy. So the Venkat Bhatta invited him, please come to my house for lunch. And Lord Chaitanya went there, and Venkat Bhatta washed Lord Chaitanya's feet with water and gave that water to all of his family members and to put on their heads and to drink. And they all drank that water. And upon drinking that water, Venkat Bhatta's small 7-year-old son, Gopal Bhatta, he felt great ecstasy and he was very much attracted to Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Venkat Bhatta invited Lord Chaitanya, please, you stay here for the full Chaturmasya, 4 months. And Lord Chaitanya agreed. And little Gopal Bhatta was doing all kinds of services for Lord Chaitanya, bringing him his meals, washing his cloth, massaging him, all kinds of things. Now, during the course of his service, Gopal Bhatta, he got this desire, why I'm only seeing Lord Chaitanya in his sannyas leela? I wanted to see him in his Navadvip leela with beautiful long golden form, with beautiful long hair, and why did I miss this? And feeling this great angst in his heart, he fell asleep and he had a dream. And in that dream, Lord Chaitanya appeared to him in his Navadvip leela with long beautiful golden hair, dancing and chanting with his associates the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Then Gopal Bhatta woke up and he went running to see Lord Chaitanya. And he saw Lord Chaitanya sitting in his form as a sannyasi. And then Lord Chaitanya transformed into Shama Sundar, the beautiful bluish complexion, holding a flute, and with his eyes like lotus petals stretched all the way back almost to his ears. And then Lord Chaitanya gave him an instruction, again returning to his sannyasi form, that you should stay here and serve your mother and father, who are great devotees. Serve them very nicely. And when they leave their bodies, you can go to Vrindavan and you can join Rupa and Sanatan and participate in their activities. And then Lord Chaitanya left Sri Rangam. Later, the parents, they left their bodies, and Gopal Bhatta went to Vrindavan and joined Rupa and Sanatan. Lord Chaitanya was in Puri, and he asked his associates, has Gopal Bhatta gone yet to Vrindavan? At that time, a letter came. At that very instant, and the letter read that, yes, Gopal Bhatta Goswami has come to Vrindavan. And they wrote, Rupa Goswami wrote, he is just like one of our brothers. We are so much affectionate to him. He has taken on this Vairagi activity so nicely. We're all discussing Krishna consciousness together like brothers. And Lord Chaitanya was so happy to hear this. And it's very important because this mood of cooperation amongst devotees, we should have this brotherly mood of coming together to spread Krishna consciousness and practice Krishna consciousness. Like Srila Prabhupada said, your love for me will be shown by how you cooperate together to keep this movement together after I am gone. So this mood we should have of loving brotherhood. This is a wonderful fraternity of Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. We should serve in a loving mood, and this will please Lord Chaitanya and please Srila Prabhupada. Then our Gopal Bhatta had a desire to worship Shalagram Shilas. So he traveled long, long, long distance by foot to Kalikandaki River in Nepal. And there he obtained 12 Shalagram Shilas. And he returned all the way back to Vrindavan. Upon arriving in Vrindavan, he was thinking, I am not qualified to worship these Shalagrams. I must return them. Again, he traveled all the way back to Kalikandaki River and put the Shalagrams back in the Kalikandaki River. But every time he would try to put the Shalagrams back, whoop, they would jump right back into his hand. He put in the river, whoop, it jumped, put, whoop, 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 whoop. He had 12 Shalagrams. He couldn't get rid of them. He's thinking, this must be a sign from Krishna. He wants me to worship these Shalagrams. And he returned to Vrindavan and began worshiping these Shalagram Shilas. At the same time, he was a pujari for Radha Govinda Dev, Srila Rupa Goswami's deity. He was feeling great ecstasy. And one rich man gave a donation. He gave vastra, cloth. He gave jewelry to all the Goswamis to decorate their deities. But Gopal Bhatta was lamenting, how I can utilize these in the service of my Shalagrams? I want to worship a beautiful form of Lord Krishna, Tribhanganda, threefold bending form, playing the flute. It was Sri Nisinga Chaturdasi. And he went to sleep. And he was praying, just as you appeared from the stone pillar, please, Krishna, appear from my Shalagrams. And in the morning, the Damodar Shila appeared, a beautiful threefold bending form of Sri Sri Radha Raman. Sri Sri Radha Raman Ji Ki. Sri Sri Radha Raman, the form was so beautiful. He immediately called all the Goswamis and all of his friends. He was only 12 inches high, but he was so gorgeous. He had the features of all the prominent deities of Vrindavan, the beautiful lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha Madan Mohan, the Sambandha Murti, the beautiful chest of Radha Govinda Dev, the deity of Abhideya, the process of Krishna consciousness, the waist, and the beautiful face of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath, the Prayojana Murti, the ultimate goal of Krishna consciousness, Krishna Prema. So what a beautiful reciprocation of Lord Krishna with Gopal Bhatta Goswami, that he personally manifested a beautiful form of Sri Sri Radha Ramanji in order to fulfill the desire of Sri Gopal Bhatta Goswami to worship the form of Shyam Sundar. So, just in conclusion, we have a wonderful opportunity here. Every moment is just filled with potential for mercy. We just have to be aware of it, reach out to it. The Lord has made Himself available to us in so many different forms, in the form of the holy name, in the form of the deity, in the form of the Dham, in the form of Prashadam, so many wonderful forms, in the form of the Shastras, in the form of the devotees. We're just so fortunate. And we've received this good fortune because of Srila Prabhupada and Prabhupada's devotees. Yesterday I was walking along the boundary wall, and I was also in the Namahatta Godown. I saw so many pictures of Panchatattva, so many pictures of Radha Madhava, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them. And they're all being sent all over the world. So Srila Prabhupada is manifesting Mayapur, is manifesting the spiritual world all over the world. And we just have to try to make ourselves strong enough to be receptacles to hold some of that mercy through our own sincerity and practices of Krishna consciousness, morning program, association with devotees, studying scriptures, serving Vaishnavas, preaching to whatever capacity we have. Try to become receptacles for the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, Lord Chaitanya, and act as an instrument to assist in spreading this wonderful mission all over the world. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for your kind encouragement. I'm asked to stop at 8:45, so it's 8:45. Maybe we should just let everyone go who wants to go, and if anyone wants to stay, they can stay, because I'm sure some of the devotees here could share some nice realizations that they have about their personal reciprocation with Krishna. So let's do that. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Would anyone like to share? I'll ask Johnny Nivas Prabhu kindly share a few words with us. Can you pass him the mic, please? Thank you.
Uddhava and Uddhava and who else is it? Uddhava and they were the only persons around who had seen Lord Krishna personally. Uddhava and who was it? Uttara. They had seen Krishna personally. So, Krishna's great-grandson, Rajana, he was given charge of that area of Mathura to look after King Krishna. So he wanted to revive the pastimes and places and things like that. So he wanted deity just like Krishna. So they made one, and Uddhava and Uttara came to see it, because they're the only person who actually seen Krishna in life. When he was here, he said, well, the feet very much like, but the rest is not so much. So then they made another deity, and then he called them again, and they said, well, face is good, like Krishna, but the rest is not. Then he made another deity, and they said, yeah, the arms and the chest is very good, but the other is not quite so good. So they became known as Madan Mohan, Govinda, and Gopinath. Gopinath, I heard, is the chest, the arms. Govinda's face. And then there was an oracle from the sky, a voice from the sky. And it said, you cannot make a form of God. He appears as he likes. It's not you can produce a form exactly like God, but when he wants to come, then he will manifest himself. So then later on, when Radha Raman appeared in his beautiful form, then all the Goswamis, everyone was happy. So when they were taking darshan, they said, yes, this is exactly the form of Krishna. He has the feet of Madan Mohan, the face of Govinda, and the chest of Gopinath. So he was considered like the essence of what Rajanath was trying to get it. And I see the back of the deity of Rajanath, the bump there, which was the Damodar Shila. I don't know if it has any marks or chakras, but Gopal, he was that Shaligram did manifest.
Jai. Thank you, Prabhu. Would anyone else like to share something with us? Okay, thank you. Let's stop here. Thank you all for your wonderful attention and participation. I'm grateful to all of you. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Shri Gopal Bhatta Goswami ki jai. Shri Radha Ramanji ki jai. Itai Gaur Premanande.